What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren, and we have our full trailer now for Deadpool and Wolverine. We had the teaser before, which was awesome, but this one is quite possibly even more epic, and it gives us a lot of details about what is actually going on in Deadpool and Wolverine. We now know the full plot, the villain, and a bunch of other things about Deadpool and Wolverine. And in this video, I'm going to break down the extremely important things that you need to know about the upcoming movie. So if you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any of the latest Deadpool and Marvel videos. Now, right away, it does seem like Deadpool is going to be going to different universes in order to try and find a Wolverine to help him. It's already been confirmed that we are going to see different Wolverine variants throughout this film. Some big rumored names that might show up as Wolverine variants are Daniel Radcliffe and Henry Cavill. We do see a few different Wolverines in this video. Some are variants, some are simply flashbacks of one particular variant, but we do see the main Wolverine variant that is going to be working with Deadpool in this film, and we see him sleeveless, looking jacked. Hugh Jackman in a comic accurate classic Wolverine costume with no sleeves. This is what we have been waiting for so long, for over 20 years. And here's something that is really important to note, especially after yesterday's little teaser that Ryan Reynolds released. Yesterday, a lot of people were worried that the teaser that we saw made it seem like Deadpool really was going to kind of take Wolverine out of his main timeline before the events of Logan happened and completely change basically everything that happened. Although Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman told us they're not going to undo what happened in Logan, and they were not lying. Some people thought that, hey, maybe they're just lying, maybe they were just saying that, maybe some things possibly changed while they were filming. But that doesn't seem to be the case. This does appear to be a different Wolverine from a different timeline than Logan. Sure, some things will be the same about the timeline, but some things are going to be different. This is confirmed by Deadpool and Agent Paradox. Both confirm that Wolverine's world basically fell apart and Wolverine let everybody down and could not save them, referring most likely to the X-Men, but possibly to the whole world in general. Now, they could be talking about an incursion, they could be talking about Sentinels, heck, they could be talking about Apocalypse. We don't really know what the cause of Wolverine's old world being destroyed was, but what we know is that it seems to be his fault, because Paradox says this Wolverine let down his entire world. But I love how they specifically say this Wolverine let down his entire world. Like, they're talking about this very specific one, because they are going to see a bunch of other Wolverines in this movie, because Deadpool's going to be going to different universes, seeing all the variants. So when they talk, they have to specifically say this Wolverine right here, the specific one from his specific timeline. Now, we have learned something about Wolverine's suit and this variant in particular. After we got the first teaser trailer, some insiders came out and stated that Wolverine has an attachment to his yellow comic accurate suit. The attachment is because it reminds him of his old world, his old team, which we obviously know now, thanks to this trailer, he let down. So it seems like he always wears the suit to be reminded of his old family, but to also kind of remind himself of his own failure. So obviously he is still beating himself up about it. He can't forgive himself. He can't let it go. And that's going to be probably a pretty big redemption arc for Wolverine in this movie. He wasn't able to save his world. However, he can now work with Deadpool and essentially save the multiverse. Now, notice a couple things in the scene where Agent Paradox is talking about Wolverine. One is that they are at the TVA. You can see Wolverine lying on the floor. This is the floor of the TVA. Also, when Paradox says this Wolverine, he points to the floor as well. So somehow Deadpool got Wolverine to the TVA headquarters. Also notice that Paradox has a bandage on his nose. Somebody clearly punched him, and at this point I'm wondering if it was Deadpool or if it was Wolverine. Now, we didn't see him with this bandage on in the teaser trailer at all, so I'm definitely thinking that it might be Wolverine who hit him. Since Deadpool manages to get Wolverine back to the TVA and back to Paradox, I'm assuming Deadpool and Paradox are still good. He still believes that he's doing something good for not only his universe, but the entire multiverse. So perhaps when Wolverine first gets to the TVA, Paradox says something and Wolverine punches him in the face, which is kind of nice considering he could have clawed him in the face and stabbed him. But we'll have to wait and see on just who truly does hit him. Now, one thing seems to be a little unclear here, and that is whether they fight before or after going to the TVA. Now, when we see them in the TVA, it doesn't really look like they have any blood on them. Wolverine seems clean, Deadpool seems clean, so perhaps Deadpool Deadpool simply went to the universe that Wolverine was in, managed to grab him, take him back to the TVA, and then from there, they go to the Void, which is definitely confirmed in this trailer. It was pretty much confirmed before, and we pretty much knew that we saw Eliath before, but they definitely confirmed that in this one, and we get a big shot of Eliath in this trailer as well. So it seems like Deadpool manages to just grab Wolverine somehow, take him to the TVA, then they go to the Void, and then that's where Wolverine is pretty much like, I'm not going to help you. That's when they have their big fight and a lot of dialogue. So basically, it seems like Deadpool is going around to multiple different universes and is trying to find the right Wolverine to help him with his job. We've actually heard that this is kind of one of the big plot points for the movie, that he's going around looking at different Wolverine variants, and he realizes that Hugh Jackman's Wolverine variant is the perfect one. This is also where we will see, obviously, other Wolverine variants as well. So what happens is eventually he finds this Wolverine, and with the help of the TVA, gets him back to the TVA, where Paradox informs him of the backstory of this particular Wolverine and his particular universe, where he let everybody down. Then from there, they go to the Void. But this is where Wolverine starts to basically resist and tell Wade that he's not gonna help him. Deadpool obviously chirps at him, starts to get under his skin, starts to tell him that he let his whole universe down, his whole world went to hell, he couldn't save it, and he pisses Wolverine off so much that this is where we get the fight. And just based off of everything that we've seen so far, all of these action sequences, Wolverine stabbing Deadpool in the balls, this is going to be absolutely epic, and I hope they only showed us a little bit of the fight scene here. I loved this fight scene, but let me know what you thought about it in the comments down below. Now, the villain of the film is finally revealed. If you've been following the channel, then you know that the villain is Cassandra Nova. If you haven't, don't worry, we'll catch you up. Cassandra Nova is the sister of Charles Xavier. And although we are not 100% sure what she is going to be like in this film, in the comics, she did not like her brother. Her brother attempted to kill her in the womb. They were actually twins. Charles Xavier, sensing with his psychic powers how evil and dark his twin counterpart was, killed her in the womb, or so he thought. He technically killed her in the womb, causing his mother to have a miscarriage with her. However, she managed to survive undetected by basically being a mass of cells. Eventually, she would get a body and return. And what's really interesting, if you're watching X-Men 97 right now, when Cassandra Nova would emerge, she would seize control of Master Mold and attack Genosha in an attempt to bring on a genocide to the mutants. Not saying she is behind the attack in X-Men 97. In fact, I do not believe she is behind the attack in X-Men 97, but that happens in the comics, and she's the one who does it. So she is very, very evil. And it seems like, at least Paradox is making it seem like, Cassandra Nova is the main problem to the multiverse. However, I do believe that Paradox is going to actually be the villain. But more on that in just a bit. Something really, really cool here. We get a lot of Easter eggs. It seems like the base for Cassandra Nova is inside not just Ant-Man's helmet, not just Ant-Man's head, but creepily enough, it seems to be his entire body. In the trailer, after we get a lot of the Deadpool and Wolverine fight scenes, they finally come together. This is when we get our first clear look at Cassandra Nova. We got a little look at her in the teaser before, but now we fully see her and she is introduced as the villain. The first scene we get of her is her saying, "Boys are so silly." Now, she's most likely referring to Deadpool and Wolverine fighting, but she could also be referring to her brother, Professor Xavier, who she might have killed in whatever timeline she's come from. We then get a very, very clear shot of Eliath in the Void. Many will remember Eliath from Loki Season 1. Eliath is a creature created from all tears in reality, capable of consuming time and space itself, harnessed by He Who Remains. Obviously, he is gone now, and it seems like he's kind of running wild in the Void. At least he maybe was until Cassandra Nova got her hands on him. Cassandra Nova is still an extremely powerful psychic, which we see very clearly demonstrated in this trailer. We see Wolverine try to fight her, and she just simply controls his body like it's nothing. But after the Eliath scene, we go and we see a base. And as you can see, Ant-Man's helmet is going up, and if you pause it here, you can see that under the helmet is, in fact, his skull. Plus, if you look to the right side and the left side, you can see his arms. So this isn't just the helmet of Ant-Man, it's not just the skull of Ant-Man, but it's the entire body that they seem to be using as their base. Makes you wonder what exactly happened here. Maybe a variant of Ant-Man ended up in the Void. He ran into Cassandra Nova and all of the people that followed her, tried to go giant size, but was still defeated. And now, in a really weird way, they have hollowed out his body and use it as a base. In the scene right here, you can see several different people people. We can see Lady Deathstrike on the left here, Azazel on the right. We can see Toad on the car on the right side as well. And if you recognize any of these other people, be sure to let us know in the comments down below. But basically, we're going to see a lot of different X-Men characters here in the Void and other universes as well as Deadpool and Wolverine travel. Also, looks like we're going to see just a bunch of variants of really famous characters in general. For example, the car that we see in this video looks to be Red Skull's car. Now, it doesn't look like he's driving that car, but perhaps there is a variant of him in the Void. Perhaps this is actually edited, and maybe it is Red Skull driving the car, but they don't want to give that away yet. But we do know that this is indeed his car. We get a shot of Deadpool and Wolverine with Deadpool saying, "Big slow motion action sequence where a dog is licking his face, and this is Dogpool." Dogpool is a part of the Deadpool Corps, and it's been confirmed that the Deadpool Corps are going to appear in this movie, with Dogpool being one of them. Then we'll have Headpool, Kidpool, and Baby Deadpool. We also believe that we saw Lady Deadpool in the previous teaser trailer shooting the Uzis, because Deadpool never shoots Uzis himself, but Lady Deadpool does. And it's believed that Ryan Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively, could be playing Lady Deadpool. So Ryan would play Wade Wilson and his wife would play Wanda Wilson. So we get our first look, at least with footage, because Ryan Reynolds has posted a picture with this dog before, but our first look, first footage of Dogpool. And of course, expect the rest of the Deadpool Corps in the full movie. Now, something interesting is if you freeze frame it at 159 in the trailer, there's an explosion going on. But if you take a look at the background, those appear, this wall in the background, it appears to be hands. As you can see, these look like fingers, and they're huge. Now, they don't appear to be Ant-Man's fingers. His gloves aren't typically white, although if it is a variant, these could still very well be this giant Ant-Man who died. You can see that these gloves are definitely worn and torn, so it does seem like these are real hands, not a statue or anything else like that. The only question is, whose hands are they, and what exactly are they doing here? Now, again, we have that scene where Wolverine is trying to fight Cassandra Nova, but if you take a look, as she's basically controlling his entire body with her psychic abilities, the look on her face seems to be like, this is way too easy. Did you really think that you were going to be able to take me on? Then we have the epic scene of both Deadpool and then Wolverine saying, "Let's effing go." And when I watched this for the first few times, this got me so excited. I cannot wait to see these two on screen together. This already looks really, really epic. But then, in really the final action sequence, we have Deadpool and Wolverine jumping into a portal of a sling ring. Now, I spoke too soon before, because they are actually jumping out of the eyeball of Ant-Man in this scene. Well, I should really say the eye hole of Ant-Man's skull in this scene. And when they turn the camera, we can actually see that those hands are indeed Ant-Man's hands. So, mystery solved. The mystery of who's opened this sling ring portal, though, that has not been solved yet. Who is helping them? Is it Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange, we know, is going to be dealing with incursions and will be a major, major character in Avengers Secret Wars and the Multiverse Saga in general leading up to it. Could Doctor Strange have sensed what is going on and now he is trying to help Deadpool and Wolverine? Or is it another sorcerer? Could it be a variant and some really famous actor is playing that variant? Unfortunately, there is no way to tell, but it does seem like a sorcerer is going to show up and, apparently, help Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, the ending of the trailer is actually the beginning of the movie, where they're throwing a party for Wade at his apartment. M. Wade is talking to Blind Al, and she asks if he wants cocaine, and he takes a jab at Kevin Feige here, stating that Kevin Feige said that cocaine was the only thing off limits. This is a rated R movie, they can cuss, it's violent, obviously we just saw all of that, but no cocaine. That's where he drew the line. And according to some of the cast members, Ryan Reynolds takes many shots at Kevin Feige, at Disney, at Marvel, all throughout the film, which is something that, of course, we expected and really want, because Deadpool breaks the fourth wall. So overall, this movie looks fantastic. I am even more excited now. We finally see Hugh Jackman in his comic accurate suit, in his sleeveless comic accurate suit. A lot of fighting between the two of them, which they teased, and it does seem like they are not going to erase what happened in Logan. It looks like there's going to be a ton of Avengers references, a lot of just Marvel character references in general, and of course, a lot of cameos, as we can see from this trailer and the last. Overall, I think this is definitely going to be one of the biggest Marvel Studios movies of all time, and I'm super pumped, but go ahead and let me know your thoughts about this trailer in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on Deadpool and Wolverine, and of course the MCU in general. If you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. The winner picks one item, and we pick one winner at the end of each month. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter, and as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.